Hello and welcome back to the Booklicious podcast, where we explore the books that challenge, thrill, and haunt us long after we've closed the cover. Today's episode is all about You Weren't Meant to Be Human by Andrew Joseph White, a novel that has stirred up plenty of conversation for its unflinching blend of horror and empathy. This is White's move into adult horror fiction, and it's not a book that pulls punches. Worms, cults, bodily betrayal, and the search for belonging are all at the center here. So if you're ready, let's dive into what makes this such a disturbing yet unforgettable read. At the heart of the novel is Crane, a mute, autistic trans man living in rural Appalachia. His life is already one marked by isolation, prejudice, and survival. But when a bizarre infestation, a hive of worms and flies, takes root in his community, things turn from harsh to horrifying. This hive doesn't just exist in the shadows. It demands loyalty and obedience from humans, and in return, it promises safety. Crane gets drawn into this world and soon finds himself entangled with a former Marine and a group of cult-like worshippers. And here's the part that hits hardest. The hive forces Crane into a pregnancy. From there, the story spirals into grotesque transformations, rituals, betrayals, and the unbearable horror of losing bodily autonomy to something that isn't human at all. Now, this isn't just shock value. White uses horror as a mirror for real-world experiences. Crane struggles with dysphoria, his neurodivergence, and the relentless erosion of his autonomy reflect the battles many marginalized people face, albeit taken to a monstrous extreme. The hive, in many ways, becomes a metaphor. It's the embodiment of systems and communities that promise protection but demand erasure of self in return. That's part of what makes this story feel so raw. The horror isn't just about worms crawling under your skin. It's about the suffocating pressure of survival in a world that doesn't want to accept you fully as you are. So let's talk about the writing. Reviewers have called White's prose merciless, but also deeply compassionate. He has this uncanny way of describing gore in exacting detail, every sensation, every change in the body, but balancing that with moments of lyricism and humanity. It's a mix of splatterpunk intensity and elegiac beauty. One moment you're gagging, the next you're heartbroken. That tension keeps the book from being mere shock horror. Instead, it pulls you deeper into Crane's inner life. Here's what really works. White refuses to separate the monstrous from the mundane. Prejudice, violence, coercion, they're all woven into the same world as the hive. The horror doesn't feel like a break from reality, but an extension of it. Crane's relationships, especially with the ex-Marine and the cult members, give the story emotional weight. These dynamics are messy, painful, sometimes unbearable, and that's why they feel so real. It's not about heroes and villains. It's about people surviving however they can in a world that's already stacked against them. But here's the warning. This book is not gentle. The body horror is relentless. The violence, unflinching. Some reviewers have said it lingers too long on moments of discomfort, and certain secondary characters are intentionally written to be repulsive. If you're squeamish about invasive, graphic depictions of bodily violation, this novel is going to test you. But even critics who found it overwhelming admitted that this discomfort feels deliberate. White wants you unsettled. That's the point. After you close the book, the questions stick around. What does survival mean if it costs your sense of self? How do marginalized people navigate spaces that offer safety but demand erasure of self in return? White doesn't offer clean answers. Instead, he gives us a narrative that makes us sit with the unease, that maybe survival itself is never simple. That's why this novel resonates beyond its gore. It's political, it's personal, and it's powerful. So, should you read You Weren't Meant to Be Human? If you're looking for horror that not only unsettles, but also interrogates identity, autonomy, and power, then yes, absolutely. But come prepared. This book will crawl under your skin, it will make you squirm, and it will not let you go easily. Andrew Joseph White has written a horror story that is as compassionate as it is horrifying, a rare, uneasy balance. And for readers willing to face that kind of challenge, it's one of the most striking horror releases of the year. That's it for today's episode of Booklicious Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this unsettling journey into You Weren't Meant to Be Human. If you've read the book or plan to, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Was it too much or exactly the kind of horror fiction we need right now? Until next time, keep reading boldly.